Let's get the news in full from Brian Jennings.
At least 55 Palestinians have been killed and dozens others have been injured in an Israeli strike on a residential building in northern Gaza. The official Palestinian news agency said that many of those killed in the strike were women and children. The attack comes just hours after Israel's parliament banned UNRWA from working in Israel, despite objections from the international community. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the implementation of the law banning the refugee agency from operating in Israel could have devastating consequences for Palestinian refugees. Fiona Mitchell reports.
After years of tensions between the Israeli government and the UN Agency for Palestinians, or UNRWA, relations between the two deteriorated further in the wake of the Hamas attacks of October 7th. Gaza's population of 2.3 million is almost entirely dependent on aid to survive. Around 90% of the population has been displaced at least once since the war began in the wake of the Hamas attacks. The bill passed in the Israeli parliament last night throws into doubt the ability of the agency to tackle what is already a complex and increasingly desperate humanitarian crisis. UNRWA has described the move as unprecedented and outrageous, and the latest attempt in an ongoing campaign to undermine the agency. There have been international calls for Israel to reverse its decision, calls which are expected to grow further in the days ahead.
Two people, a man in his 40s and a woman in her 30s, are due to appear before Wexford District Court this morning, charged in connection with the murder of a 27-year-old man. The body of Stephen Ring was found at a lake outside Wexford town on Sunday. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been appealing to voters in key swing states as campaigning in the US election enters its final week. Kamala Harris was in Michigan, while Republican Donald Trump was in Georgia, where he told campaign supporters that he is not a Nazi, pushing back on critics' accusations that he is seeking to be an authoritarian president. His remarks came a day after he held a rally in New York's Madison Square Garden that was widely condemned for racist remarks about Puerto Rico made by a speaker at the event. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance addressed the issue at a rally in Wisconsin.
And my own view on this is, look, again, I haven't seen the joke. Maybe it's a stupid racist joke, as you said. Maybe it's not. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to comment on the specifics of the joke. But I think that we have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm so over it. And my response was, can we all just take a chill pill and take a joke from time to time? This is ridiculous.
Sinn Féin will today publish its healthcare plan, which will pledge to provide free prescription medicines for all households if the party is elected to government. The party is also promising the biggest expansion of medical cards in decades as part of a plan that has a €4.3 billion cost above the current health budget. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
Sinn Féin is committing to deliver 5,000 hospital beds by 2031. The party says this would set the course to eliminate the use of hospital trolleys. The policy document outlines plans to recruit 40,000 healthcare workers over 5 years. The initiative would also task HICWA to recommend a location for a second emergency department in the Midwest. And it would deliver 4 new elective public hospitals and regional surgical centres to tackle waiting lists, while up to 250 GPs would be hired to work exclusively in the public health sector.
A new hourly rail service linking Dublin and Belfast begins today. It's being funded from a €25 million investment by the government's Shared Island Fund and the Department of Transport. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
It's the biggest expansion of cross-border rail in more than a quarter of a century. From today, there'll be an hourly rail service in both directions between Dublin and Belfast. The enhanced service is being funded with a €25 million investment from the government's Shared Island Fund and the Department of Transport. It will effectively double the number of train services on the route to 15 in each direction Monday to Saturday. There'll be a new early morning train from Dublin to Belfast and a new late evening service from Belfast to Dublin. There'll also be an improved Sunday service. Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan said an hourly rail service had been a priority for the authorities north and south. Stormont Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd said it would stimulate growth and offer new opportunities in employment and education. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog patches will gradually clear to leave a dry day for many, with limited bright spells and just the odd spot of light rain or drizzle. Highest temperatures 13 to 15 degrees.